Dave Mumby spent 27 years in the Navy and the Navy Reserve. He reached the highest rank possible for an enlisted man, Master Chief. When he retired, he asked me, as his pastor, to come to the retirement service to pray and to speak. I was given 5 minutes. So, at a military retirement service, here is what I said. When Dave asked me to say a few words, he requested that I mention a verse in the Bible that he felt appropriately described his military career. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." It is immediately obvious how appropriate that is. Dave, you have fought a good fight. You have finished the race. You have kept the faith. It seems to me that that last sentence explains the first two sentences. In other words, in order to fight the good fight and finish the course, you must have faith. I'd like to take a minute and talk about the faith that you need to finish the course. First of all, you need faith in yourself. Someone has said, if you really put a small value upon yourself, rest assured, the world will not raise the price. Michael Jordan said, you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Lorraine Bacall said, I am not a has-been, I am a will-be. And that famous literary figure Samuel Johnson said, knock the T off of can't. David, that's what you did. At the beginning of your military career, you expected things of yourself. You took the first step. You said, I am a will-be. You knocked the T off of can't. While trusting yourself is absolutely essential, if all you have is faith in yourself, you would be like the basketball player who wanted to take all the shots. And as we all know, when one man on the team does that, you can be sure the team will lose the game. You need more than faith in yourself. You need faith in the team. Vince Lombardi said, individual commitment to a group effort, that is what makes a team work. A lesser-known coach named John Cook remarked, trust. Without it, there is no team. Of the teams that I have coached that have been successful, all have an unbelievable amount of trust in each other. Dave, you've done that. You've been part of a team. You have trusted the team. While trusting yourself and the team is absolutely indispensable, that is not all there is to faith. There are those moments in life when just faith in yourself and faith in the team is not sufficient. In those situations, you need faith in God. Omar Bradley said, we need to learn to set our course by the stars, not by the lights of every passing ship. People who set their course by a passing ship will soon find that they are off course. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, all I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen. Years ago, there was a professor at Cambridge University who was an atheist. One day, C.S. Lewis said, I gave in and admitted that God was God. After writing a commentary on every book in the New Testament, scholar William Barclay wrote, for Paul, faith is always faith in a person. Faith is not the intellectual acceptance of a body of doctrine. Faith is faith in a person. In the New Testament, of course, that person is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for the sins of the world and arose from the dead. Dave, you've done that. You have trusted Jesus Christ. So to sum up, I'm simply saying, in order to fight a good fight, in order to finish the race, you must have faith in yourself, in your team, and in the Lord. Admittedly, to fight the fight, to run the race, there must be more than faith. There must be effort, hard work, and discipline. But if there is no faith, there will be no fight or hard-won race. Augustine said, "Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe." Dave, you have worked hard and you have kept the faith. Now, you can look back on a military career and see the fruit of your faith.